Today we are going to be telling you stories that are in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Hud, Surah Al-Ahqaf, and Surah Fussilat. The Prophet Adam and his wife Hawa had two sons. The eldest son was called Qabil. The youngest son was Habil. Habil was a shepherd and Qabil was a farmer. In olden times, people used to offer sacrifices to Allah. They would put the best thing they had in a special place. Habil and Qabil wanted to offer a sacrifice to Allah. Habil chose a sheep for Allah. Qabil brought his best corpse. The sheep and corpse were put on a mountaintop. Suddenly, a bolt of lightning flashed. It burned the sheep offered by Habil, but it did not touch the corpse offered by Qabil. Allah accepted the sheep offered by Habil. He was happy with Habil, but Allah did not accept the corpse of Qabil. He was not happy with Qabil. Qabil was very angry. He began to fight with Habil. He shouted, "If this is your fault, I will kill you." Habil loved Allah very much. He always had fear of Allah in his heart. Habil said to Qabil, "You are not." Qabil's face darkened with anger and his heart became hardened. "No," he cried, "I will kill you." At this threat from his elder brother, Habil did not shout back. He just said calmly, "Even if you raise your hand to kill me, I will not fight back, for I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds." Qabil was jealous of his brother. He did not listen to him. He began to fight with him and killed him. Then Qabil became ashamed. He started to cry. He called out to Allah for help. Allah sent a black raven. The raven scratched the ground and showed Qabil how to bury his brother. Allah is happy with the people who fear him. Allah does not like when we fight and harm others. The moral of this story is that two believers should never fight with each other. Even if one of them is bent on fighting, the other one, like the gentle and obedient Habil, should never fight back. The stories that Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, all of these happened. There are hundreds of stories, and another story I have for you. This one is about Prophet Nuh. At a long time ago, there lived a very good man. His name was Prophet Nuh. He loved Allah very much, and Allah loved him very much. The Prophet Nuh lived in a village. There were many people that were living in the same village. Most of them did not love Allah and did not pray to him. Nuh was a very patient man. Every day he would go from house to house and talk to people about Allah. Nuh wanted all the people to love Allah and pray to him, but the people laughed at Nuh, and this made Nuh very sad. In the end, Nuh prayed to Allah, "Allah, save the believers and punish the wicked people." Allah wanted to punish the wicked people with a flood, but he wanted to save Nuh and the people who listened to Nuh. Allah told Nuh to build a huge boat, and soon the boat was ready. The next day it started to rain. It looked as if the rain was never going to stop. The village was getting flooded. Nuh put up a ladder and climbed into the boat together with other good people. After them climbed the animals. All the animals were in pairs: goats, sheep, horses, elephants, and many others. Pairs of birds sat on the deck of the boat: hens, ducks, sparrows, and eagles. Soon everybody was safe in the boat. There were some people who did not want to come with Nuh. They did not want to come in the boat. They said, "We are not scared of the rain." They were not scared of Allah. They all drowned in the flood. There was water everywhere. No land could be seen. Even the highest mountain were covered with water. The boat with its passengers was carried by the waves. It rolled to and from. Everybody was very afraid, but Allah was watching over them. Suddenly, the rain stopped. The clouds moved away and the sun began to shine. The water started to dry up. Prophet Nuh's boat hit a dry mountaintop and stayed there. Nuh saw the dry land. He told his people to come down. They left the boat. The animals followed them. Happy, they thanked Allah for keeping them safe. Praise be to Allah, who takes care of his people. In this way, Allah made the flood and the Ark of Nuh a sign and warning for future generations. Our last story for today is all about Prophet Hud. This is one of my favorite stories. A long time ago, in the land of Yemen, there was a city called Iram. Iram was a very big city. The buildings were huge. The gardens were very beautiful. The people were very rich. The people of Iram were very proud. They were proud of their city. They were proud of their gardens. They forgot that Allah gave them everything. They forgot how to pray to Allah. There lived in the city of Iram a man called Hud. He was a prophet. He loved Allah and prayed to him. He wanted them to also love Allah and to pray to him. But they did not listen to him. They turned their backs on him. They were very proud and very arrogant. The Prophet Hud knew that Allah did not like arrogant people. He knew that Allah would punish them if they did not change. He knew that Allah would punish them if they did not become good. But the people did not want to change. They thought there was nothing wrong with them. Allah sent a terrible drought to punish them. The wells went dry. There was no water in the canals. The green fields turned yellow. The leaves dried and fell from the trees. The flowers in the gardens drooped their heads. The animals cried with thirst. The Prophet Hud again warned the people. He said, Allah already punished you with drought. Don't be wicked. Allah will punish you more if you don't listen. But the people did not listen to him. In the end, Allah sent a terrible wind to punish them more. The terrible wind came riding on furious dark cloud. People saw the cloud coming nearer and nearer. They thought it was a rain cloud. Their pride made them blind. They did not see that it was a terrible wind riding on a cloud. They did not understand that they were in the wrong, that they were wicked. They did not understand that Allah did not like wickedness. The terrible wind blew for 7 nights and 8 days. The trees fell down from their roots, sticking up. The houses were smashed. The gardens were ruined. The men were dead. There was nothing left of the city. Allah only saved Prophet Hud and the people who listened to him. The lesson of the story is that one should remain humble, even if one becomes successful. I love those stories. Make sure you come back for more of the Holy Quran, because this Ramadan we are going through all of it. Ma salama.